All right. Welcome to Consequences of Our Culture podcast, where we do something and post it online. Today's topic will be trading places, roles of individuals, and the current switching of roles of, you know, male and females. Today, I have with me
Stephanie,
Amber,
and I'm Randall. And before we start, I would like to address.
Okay, like, go ahead. Never mind. Say
what? You, you don't know what I'm about to say.
I was about to ask if I really sound like Glorilla, but you can go ahead.
No, I wasn't. Slide the Earl. But that does go with like today's topic.
I'm preparing to be offended because I feel like I should be. Go ahead.
I'll start all over. You're preparing to be offended?
Yeah, that's what I do. I wait to listen so I can confirm my desire to be offended.
Start over. Okay.
Yeah, just cut it out. Welcome to Consequences of Our Culture podcast, where we share our insights and opinions and post them online. Today's topic is trading places. We're speaking on how different roles have switched in, you know, today's society, what's accepted, you know, by certain people and what's not. Today, I have with me
Stephanie
and Amber.
And, yep, let's get into it. So, there are a lot of relationships now where, in traditional sense, like the male would take the lead, you know, in a relationship. Mm. And now there's a lot, it's more accepted that, like, you know, as far, when promoting equality, it's more accepted if the female takes the lead now. So in a relationship, would either you guys be willing to be the more dominant individual or, you know, the leader in said relationship?
No.
No, not at all.
Not at all?
Zero desire.
Why not?
I'm not trying to do that. That's too much work. I'm not trying to do all that thinking.
It is.
I'm going to fuck a con. Lead the way. Okay, I'm coming. Like,
yeah.
Like, I might, you know, give you a little nugget here and there. But anything that go wrong, it's his fault.
I want to be, like, you know, a helpmeet, right? You know, I want to be, like, on the side. I want to be next to you. And yeah, isn't that what they say at the church?
Help mate. M-A-T-E. You forgot about the A and T in the middle. But you got the M.
I thought it was help meat.
Okay, well. Meat as a cow? I've heard of pig meat. No,
like.
I never heard.
Like, like if you're going to come like meet somebody somewhere, like.
Oh, M-E-E-T?
Right.
Help meat.
Wow. I never knew it was mate. Are you sure?
Yeah, because
at church they always said you want to be. They said the woman is, you know, you got to be the man's help me.
What's the name of your church?
Eli. Damn, we got to re-enroll you
something. Yeah, like.
Okay, well, whatever.
David doing some other shit.
Okay. Anyway.
Yeah.
It's hilarious. I always thought it was homie.
You thought that shit your whole life. Oh my God, this is not working out that well.
Yeah. I thought it was help me. Okay. Anyway, help mate, whatever. You know, now that I think about it, it may have been the accent because it's in Mississippi.
Mm.
When they say, yeah, you know.
Yeah.
And I had moved there from New Mexico. Like, and it was hard for me to understand when I first moved there. The accent was kind of strong.
All you had to say Mississippi.
I'm glad you saved yourself somewhere.
Yeah. All right. That's okay. Yeah. But no, like, I just feel like, you know, I want to be, you know, on the left or the right, and we just, you know, we make decisions together, but, like, I don't want to have to, like, lead.
It's, like, at the most 60-40, but it's definitely not going to be no 50-50.
Have you ever been the dominant individual?
Yeah, I don't like that.
Oh, speak on it.
Well, how do I say it? No offense to men, but I in my past, I meet a lot of men that had no desire to lead. So anything they did, they would ask me. So it always felt like I was the decision maker, when really I should be like, you just let me know and I follow. I don't mind suggesting. You know what I'm saying? But I think it should be like a 60-40 if I were to give it a number.
So, and Steph, you've never been like the dominant in a relationship, no?
No.
Could you guys see yourself dating a feminine man? And before we like say feminine man, like what would be feminine qualities that you would see in a man that would...
Let me do that at an angle so they can see. Hold on.
They probably can't see me do it.
So you said you wouldn't date a feminine man, no?
Probably not. No, like it depends. I guess when you say feminine, what do you mean?
Right, that's a good question. Because like you know, feminine is such like a social distinction. Uh-huh. So I guess in society's views, like a feminine man would be like a more gets succumbed to like you, or feminine qualities would be. Oh, I wrote this down. Hold on. Feminine qualities would be like a man that like necessarily is like the nurturer, like in the relationship, or you know more the supporter.
Like they alpha, I'm beta.
Well. Right. I think I said this in like one of our other podcasts that like if I had like a career that I just absolutely loved and didn't want to stay home with the kids, like I'd be cool with my husband staying home with the kids and I go to work. Is that what you mean? Like it, like in a feminine way, like that yeah. He would be the nurturer, like he'd be at home with the kids and doing all the stuff. Like, yeah, I'd be okay with that. But at home, he's still going to lead. Like I'm going to come home. And yeah. I still want you to be, like, you know, the leader of our family, right. You know?
What about, like, societal views? So let's say we would consider feminine, like, a man with, like, you know, the jump shot wrist, like, that do stuff like this, like Amber was saying. Or a man necessarily that, like, clicks when he talks, like, and
stuff yeah, like that. Yeah. I can't
like a man doesn't like I'm just saying yeah a man do that like I'm just holler
yeah okay. No like that is
like, we need to talk about this
yeah I can't do that like somebody who's just like flamboyant
right
that's no
a, like a prince or a little richer
yeah no
that's too much
I you know I like to think that I'm very open-minded and all that, but you know, it's one thing to be like an emotional person, right? Like I don't mind if you know, like, and I actually want that. Don't hold that in, like, because that's just it's gonna come out in other ways, you know. Be you know, you're an emotional man, you know, you cry, you know, watching a sad movie or you know, or like I don't know, things like move you. That doesn't bother me at all. I love that, but like you just walking around like. Like you're my gay best friend at this point because you're like that flamboyant, like.
Okay, you know, so are
y'all these people think they finna get a threesome out of us? You know what I'm saying?
Okay, so you okay with a man? So like expressing himself like crying and stuff like that's not necessarily a turnoff.
No.
To you.
It might turn me on.
Yeah.
Oh, them crying?
They cry and that liquid goes straight to my fucking vagina. Every time. Out.
No matter what they cry about.
Unless they cheated on me and they cry.
Yeah.
Any other time, like,
Or if you're just scared, you know? Like, I don't want... like, you're just crying because, like... Well, I don't know. I can't think of any other example, but...
Right.
Yeah, I wouldn't mind, you know?
Yeah, I wouldn't mind them about
cry. Be a you know, be.
So let's say they were kind of fluid in their roles, right? Let's say, like they were like bisexual, right? Would you date a bi?
I didn't let you finish. I'm trying to say no.
Oh, okay.
Finish say your statement. This is what happened.
So you wouldn't date a bisexual male?
No.
But you date a bisexual woman.
Yeah, because damn, she gotta like me, fuck.
Right, that makes sense. But you wouldn't date a bisexual, why would you, so you being bisexual, why wouldn't you date a bisexual male?
Yeah, what's that about?
Oh, it's a double standard.
Oh,
it's a double standard.
So you're admitting.
What?
It's a double standard. Mm-hmm.
So if he wasn't like super feminine, what if he was like, he's very masculine, but he also likes
men? He would have to be bisexual and I have no earthly idea. Because I find out like all I'm going to think of is somebody else bidding you over and that's going to drive me insane.
You know, yeah. I mean, I had a friend who said, most of my friends have said the same thing. Mm-hmm. And I actually used to be on the other side of that. I used to feel like, as long as you're masculine and not necessarily like flamboyant and like, you know, I'd be cool with that. I don't really think about the fact like of what you used to do or whatever. Like to me, it's like you're with me now. But my views have changed on that. I don't think I could.
So being bisexual, yeah, in your lens, it doesn't make them seem less masculine?
No. Actually,
no,
because I feel like I don't know, like everybody's got a little freak in them, it's just into weird like, stuff, and you know, so it's like, it's
like I could only imagine, like you said, like how do you not picture him getting raped?
I can't.
Yeah, no, I wouldn't. I don't know.
Like it won't. It will for the rest of my days. Like that's what I'm gonna think of. I'm not gonna.
That's not really something I think about. But for me, the problem now would be that is more of. I guess really it comes down to a trust issue, and maybe that's something I need to work out with a therapist. But I just feel like I can't. If you like both, you're going on a all male, you know, a guy's trip. I'm gonna be sitting at home like.
I got stressed out by guys and a
triple. Yeah, you know, it's just like
I can't have no relief at any point.
Exactly, like you know, it's just yeah.
We both gonna be bald.
Exactly, like I'm just gonna be worried all the time. Like, is that really just a friend, or is that like you know, could it turn into something else? Because especially because I feel like the basis of a great relationship is a friendship. So if you are physically attracted to both genders. Then it's like, it's fair game. Like whoever you're hanging out with. And especially if you guys are like hanging out one-on-one and just, you know, have that friendship. It's real easy to just like, you know, y'all out drinking, having a good time and just accidentally fall on each other and do something. Like it just, you know, like it just, I feel like, that's, you know, it's, I'm sure that's, you know, closed-minded and whatever, but. Mm-hmm. I couldn't do it.
Yeah, no, I can't. That's why I said this shit with no shame. I meant that. Because now I gotta fucking peg you, and I gotta put a strap on so you can suck my dick and eat my pussy. That's too much work.
Ooh. Okay.
Okay.
Okay. So
my labia could be the balls. They just. It's skin still. More. So I have to just push the penis up just a little extra more. Something. Maybe they have a...
What is going on? Randall, please. Get a hold of your podcast, please.
Yo, well...
Because remember I said my vagina's big yesterday.
Yes, you were telling
us
that.
So, hello.
And I'm sure it's beautiful.
My benefit is both, I guess. I don't know.
You think it too hard about it. I'm sure it's it's nice.
You're putting a lot into this. So, we were talking yesterday about how, like, nowadays men are, there's less, you called them less educated.
You were so offended by the time.
I wasn't offended at all. You called them less educated.
We had to go to Google.
Anymore. They're not as educated.
Men aren't getting degrees. Men are less educated. That's what you're saying?
Yeah.
Are they less educated?
Black women.
Less educated.
Yep, less educated.
Black women
are
actually the most educated. Degree doesn't make you educated, though.
less educated, they're getting less degrees.
Okay, fine. We can say that.
I mean, you offended.
And then, no, no, I'm not offended. I don't care.
You do care. You scratch your shit out. You mad.
No, I was just
okay, trying. Okay, so write down what education is. Since you ain't offended.
No, why would I write down something that's not correct?
That is correct.
That is correct. Oh my
goodness. When you go on your resume,
yo, getting a degree is not necessary.
On your resume, what does that section have?
You education. Can't say. So I could be more educated in life and
I
not have a degree.
I can't argue about this.
Yo, so I'm more educated than a lot of people with degrees just because of my experience, the things
yes,
I did.
Yes, we get what you're saying, but that's not technically what the term means. Like, yeah. To have education.
What's the term for education?
Education is to get some type of formal, like, education to go yes. to school somewhere.
No, that's on the job. On the job training is education. Because you're learning something. Education
that's experience.
Just.
That's
yes, education, though.
It is education.
If you learn something, it's education. That is what it is. When schools go off and they do off-site learning, when they're going out things, like doing things, like they practice, like doing jobs, like schools would take you out to do sheet metal classes and stuff like that. You call, that's out of school. It's a formal education, but it's still training. So it's still education. They're still teaching.
No, credit hours.
Yo, no. If you don't get credit hours. If they're teaching you something,
yeah,
that's
yeah,
education.
Put that shit up, so I'm arguing, motherfucker.
The process of receiving or giving systematic instruction, especially
Ooh.
At a school or university.
Especially at a school.
Especially, but not exclusively. Boom.
Yeah,
nigga.
An enlightening experience.
So that's when nigga
comes in. Yeah, that's when nigga comes out,
because
I'm competitive.
So tell the truth.
No, I was.
Because.
But I was right, though.
He
we
was
went
right.
To Google and I was right.
But.
We were talking about certified, like,
yes,
education.
Men
and
don't
I
have
was,
as many degrees as
that, like,
women these days.
School education isn't the only education.
I do agree, but, you know. I still stand by what I said when I just wanted to have the category say less educated.
Now, anyway, so he said, like, you know, men are less educated now, and women are, you know, getting these degrees or whatever, and,
mm-hmm.
you know, they're still making less money.
Yes, that's the part that I was offended about. We're at the point now where women have, black women in particular have more degrees, but we still are paid the least.
Okay. Would you be with a man who made less money than you?
That's why, as long as he got mm-hmm. a job.
Hmm?
He just needs a job.
Yeah. A job.
Just yeah. needs a job.
So you're okay with being the breadwinner?
Perfectly fine with it.
Perfectly fine with it. What about you, Scott?
Yeah, same here. I'm fine with that, because, I mean.
That's good.
Yeah,
I don't really care. I just want true love. I just
yeah.
want
some, true love.
Yeah, like I just want somebody who's gonna like treat me well and support me, and I do the same for them, and you know, and not be a complete bum. Now you can't just be sitting at the house doing nothing, but you know,
yeah, at least have a
sure.
Like,
who cares? I make more money than
let's
you.
Let's say like you make $6,000, and this guy's like a door dasher. That's not an issue.
That is an issue. Why are you a DoorDasher?
Yeah, like, damn,
like
you, that's,
no, that's
I mean,
not a job.
Oh, it's not a job?
That is a side hustle.
Yeah, that's a side job.
Okay, define side hustle and job.
A job is somewhere that either you have a pay stub, like a real, like, check coming in regularly,
mm-hmm.
Whether it is you going to the job. I don't know how to describe it, but no, it ain't DoorDash.
Order, and if not, somebody that cuts
yeah, some remote
you.
Job, you know, but somewhere you can get benefits.
Yeah,
yeah, that's what we'll say. It's somewhere you can get some benefits.
We'll
if
benefits.
You can't get benefits, then it's not a real job. That
yeah.
at least one that I feel like you should have at the age
right.
of 30 plus.
I
yeah.
would say like. When
unless
was,
we got two small children at home.
Yeah.
When I was younger, you know, well, like in my 20s, right, I was okay with dating broke bitches. It, you know, it didn't necessarily bother me. And, you know, it doesn't necessarily bother me too much now, but same way that a woman
you know, wants her man to have some type of ambition or something like that, I would appreciate it if you, like, did something or wanted to do something. I understand, like, there's, like, you know, household, you know, household women that take care of the kids or whatever, but, you know, all my kids are, you know, a little bit older now, and, you know, they're in school most of the time, and, like, you know, you got a lot of free time, so I would, and then, like, when you have a woman who has a job or money, you know, it's more, there's more, like, you know, it's more valuable, it's better for the household, it's, you know, more ambition being put in, and that looks good, it doesn't, it makes them feel less as, like, a freeloader. You know, you get what I'm saying?
But
it's about time for us to take our break. We'll be back shortly. All right. Welcome back. We have missed you, and we're glad you're back. And you continued to watch this past the 15 minutes.
You need to start that over because me and Sam, we started back another whole looking at the TV. Are we going to redo this?
I was wondering why you looked over like.
I was like.
Okay, let's do this. Are you ready?
Thank you. I am.
All right. Welcome back. We have missed you and we greatly appreciate you guys staying past the 15 minute mark. Good on you guys for your continued support. Thank you. All right, getting back into it. We are running out of subjects. So, on Trading Places. So, yeah, pegging. Is it cool? Is it not cool?
We didn't even finish the scene.
I don't know if there's something that I really want to do because I'm pretty sure I'm going to fuck the shit out of my man. He going to want me to continue fucking him. Because, I mean, think about it. The G-spot is in the man's anus.
The G-spot. I heard that before. But
no comment.
I don't want.
No. You ain't never stuck your finger up there to see if you can feel where it's at?
Stuck my finger up my ass? No, I haven't. I mean, I've, like, wiped myself properly. Oh. And, like, stuff like that. But I've never, like, taken my finger and stuck it up my ass to, like,
fill around in there. Oops. Fill around in there.
No. To fill around in there?
Uh-huh.
It's nothing. I'm not interested in that. You, Steph, pegging? No? No, you're not pegging a man?
No comment.
Oh, no comment. You know what that means.
That means it's a possibility.
It's a possibility.
It's a possibility. I am not talking about
she did not my...
She said no. She didn't say no. She
there are things no that comment. Are deal breakers, ma'am, and that is not one of yours. So, otherwise, it wouldn't be a quick no.
Yo. I would rather not talk about the things
that.
I'd that's like to do
respectful.
Sexually.
Right.
But respectful. Y'all,
I get
you know.
That. But no, I have been like asked before, you know, to explore, you know, that side of me, and you know, I'm cool, you know, like.
Mm.
I don't want to know. I'm good. I could understand like how some people could be very curious, but you know, that's not me. I'm moving on to bigger and better things. So you?
I'll say I'll try anything once.
Yeah.
I get to pick the penis when I peg, or am I given a penis? That's
one, a good question. So what
that
penis? So like you're pegging, you know, your dude, right?
Uh-huh.
Like. And this, let's say this is his first time. Are you going out like big as you can? Or are you going to start him off small? And
I mean, I really want to wreck this man. This is what he wants. So it's like, if I get pick my penis.
You going to wreck this man the first time? So let's, I'm sorry, continue. I got a question.
Go ahead. That's really.
Let's say like, I'm sorry. Let's say you wreck him, right?
Because I'm saying, if I'm fucking him, I'm looking at myself fuck him. So I can't be looking at myself fuck him with a little dick.
Oh, wait. So have you pegged before?
No.
Okay. So you're looking at him, right?
So, he was like, whoa there.
So you're like looking at him and then you're just like going in?
Yeah.
And, that's cool. So let's say he likes it. It's like that. That's not a concern of you? Like he likes it too much?
And that would go out absolutely scare me. I'd be terribly worried. But I would also at the same time be like, damn, I really did that because he wants some more of that from me.
But so he gets it from you, right? Mm-hmm. He gets it from you from like what, a plastic, you know, toy?
Silicone.
Silicone, right.
Whatever. Easy for, better for insertion.
Yeah, okay. And he gets that from you from like this toy, right? Mm-hmm. But like, just like with masturbation mm-hmm. and everything, you can only do so much. Like, you can only play with a pocket pussy for so long till you want some real pussy. So, it might be good for you, but he might, like, reach out and want the real thing.
I'm pretty sure he will at some point. That's why it's scary. That's why it's literally a deal breaker. It's not happening. Ain't no bisexual for me.
Okay.
But I do consider a man that wants to be pleasured in his anus with any penis type thing falls into the bisexual category.
You know, get that.
I think. Yeah. I ain't saying that's rule numbers, you know.
Yeah.
Motherfucker dropping off dick in your ass. I mean, gay it is.
Yeah, if you like get your butt round as a man, that's.
Yeah.
It's not my business. But,
Add a little spit to it.
Lube it up real nice. But does anyone else have anything to add to this subject, trading places?
You know, he gonna have to give himself an enema before I fuck him. What's that? I don't want him to shit on me.
What's an enema? That's like, I'm
sorry. They clean his ass out real quick because, you know, I mean, that's what gay men do before they have sex. They clean it out before they have sex. Otherwise, it's gonna be shit everywhere. You know, I thought to myself, if I start having anal sex, I probably would never be constipated.
Because you're always cleaning it out. No.
What? I'm sorry, I'm immature. Cannot handle this conversation.
Not because I always clean it out, but because it would be just a little looser.
I get that. So it'll just like run on through.
Yeah.
All right.
You ain't never seen some woman with some loose booty? Like, you just know her booty ain't moving like that just because it's fat.
No, I never gave it that much thought, honestly.
That's what I think when I see a loose booty.
What? I get that. Well, I'm glad we ended this on a positive note.
Yeah.
If you're out there and you're having anal sex, make sure you're cleaning beforehand. Because if you're not, it's really nasty. And it's inconsiderate and selfish. No one wants to stick, like, their silicone or, you know, their penis in something shitty. Don't be a shitty person.
Yeah. Like, before I have sex with my period, I get in the shower first, you know, so it's not everywhere.
You have sex with your period on?
You
know what? We're done. And, we're good. So
I'm so horny when my period is on. It's crazy.
Isn't that like when you ovulate the most? Like right before your period or right after your period?
It's after. Ovulating is after.
Right after. Yeah. No, that's good information.
It's insane.
All right. Well, that about does it for Trading Places. You know, this... wasn't that insightful? We ran out of topics real quick, but, you know, we did the best we could. So, we'll catch you guys next week, and I hope you guys have a wonderful day. I'm Randall.
I'm Stephanie, and Mommy, I'm sorry.
Your mom ain't watching this.
Right, my mom ain't watching
this. She might find
it. Unless it go rock viral on Facebook and she just happened to be friends of a friend, she's like, she won't even know it's me.
Don't send it to her, please. Anyway, yeah.
All right, bye.
Bye.